The recently released 2013 U.S. Catfish Database, compiled by Auburn University, paints a grim portrait of the U.S. farm-raised catfish industry overall.
In 2003, the catfish industry was at 660 million pounds processed. That was the peak, and it's less than half now.
Report author and aquacultural economist Terry Hansen, who says cheaper imports, high feed, and electricity costs are the main culprits for the continued downturn. But he does add that the report did reveal a few bright spots.
In 2013, the catfish industry processed 34 million pounds more than they did in 2012. So they did 334 million pounds this last year. That was a good sign. The price of fish actually went down a little bit last year, and it's going up again this year, so that's good for producers.
And Hansen notes that the news for Alabama's catfish farmers is slightly better than those for other states, as though the acreage devoted to catfish farming in the state has decreased steadily since 2004, Alabama has seen the lowest rate of decrease of the top catfish-producing states.
I think things look good for Alabama if we could just kind of even out our production and get a high enough price that the producers can cover their variable and fixed costs. And, you know, it seems to be about somewhere between $1, $1.10 a pound, depending on how feed prices go. That would get them a profitable crop and allow them to make their payments and allow them to restock and feed their fish as they need to be. With production going out in Mississippi and Arkansas, I think Alabama catfish producers are sitting in a good position.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.